Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Some would say, well, you know, God made us sexual creatures, and that's just normal. No, we weren't just made for sexual activity with any and everybody. Fornication is sex with people you're not married to. Sex outside of covenant. Marriage is covenant. But the body is what? The body's for what? For the Lord. Come on, say it out loud. The body, is for the Lord. But the sentence didn't end there. What does it say? And God's on my side. See, I hadn't forgot where we were. The Lord is for me. He's on my side. Did you know He is for your body? This one. Right now. God is for my body. I see you need a little convincing. Notice what was the previous phrase? The body for the Lord and the Lord for the body. So the body for the Lord came first in the sentence. Keep reading. God has raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by His own power. This body is my body forever. Somebody said, well, no, we're getting rid of this and getting a new one. Actually, it'll be this one glorified. This body is I know this is stretchy a little bit, but this body is an eternal part of the plan of God. So treat it a little nicer. Be a little bit more appreciative of it. I know it's got its issues. And that's because of the curse. That's because of how we're living. But I assure you, when the glory of God changes it, you're going to be completely thrilled with it. And it's going to be this. Changed. Now, how's all that going to happen? Don't ask me to explain it. But we know, those of us that are alive and remain when He comes, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, everybody knows that verse. We shall be changed. This mortal is going to put on immortal. Immortality. Hallelujah. Do you know what that means? No, you don't. No, you don't. It means not one more wrinkle ever. Not one more gray hair. None of your cells will ever die again. We've never been in a body like that. Once that happens, never will you be weak or hurting or in any way subpar. You will never have an off day, headache, stomach ache, back ache, blurry vision, dull hearing, never. Never, not 30 minutes after it happens, not 30 million years after that happens. If you believe the Bible, which I do. But for a few more moments, you have to deal with this. And God time, it's not much time. if you're 50 plus years old, God time, you have about an hour left on this planet. I'm serious. Because to him, 1,000 years is like a day. So from his perspective, what you've got left, you know, if you got another 50 plus years left, would be about like an hour to him. You can hang tough for an hour. Can you? You can deal with it. You can keep washing this thing and trying to take care of it, propping it up, and and just talk to it. You know, if it's acting a little iffy, just say, hey, buddy, hold on. Just hang on. Won't be long. God's going to fix you. He's going to fix you. We'll do what we can to help it along, but he's going to fix what nobody could fix. Keep reading. Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Is that true?
Yes.
Say it out loud. My body.
My body.
This body is a member of Christ. Shall I take the members of Christ and make them members of an harlot? So he's talking about the body you can commit fornication with. This one right now is a part of Christ. This body is. He said, God forbid. May it not be. Verse 16. What? Know you not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, says he, shall be one flesh. Keep reading. He that's joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without his body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. God is for my body. But I need to know and make a commitment that my body is for him. Because the devil is a thief. And he wants to steal what is God's. And he wants to use what is God's. And he wants to abuse what is God's. Go with me. You're there in 1 Corinthians 6. Go back to Romans 12. Verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, or some say worship. You present what?
Your bodies.
Does God care about your body?
Yes.
See, some people are trying to tell you, oh, you know, this old body, it's affected by sin. That's true. It's, it doesn't really matter. It's the spiritual things that matter. What you do with this body really doesn't even count. That's a lie. That's not true. Your body and mine is bought with a price. This body is a member of Christ. We're not supposed to just do anything with this body. He said, I beseech you that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The devil is a thief. He seeks to steal what is God's and to use and abuse what is God's. He delights, the devil does, in you or I or any of us defiling our body with wrong things and unclean things and destroying our body. The enemy delights in it because it's holy to God and is taking something that is God's and that is important to God and special and holy to God and using it for sometimes despicable, disgusting things, the devil delights in it. It's like he flaunts it in God's face. And many Christians don't even have a clue what's going on. But, said out loud,
my body
is the house,
the temple
of the Holy
Spirit.
Holy. Holy Spirit. Many times, Christians' bodies are not doing well because of abuse. And that may be different from what you're thinking about. Abuse. Obviously, if you drink a bunch of alcohol, you're destroying your organs. That's abuse. If you're smoking and destroying your lungs, that's abuse. If you're taking substances that are killing brain cells, actually, you're letting the enemy do it. He tempted you and you did it. And so then that gives him an inroad to destroy. Can you see this? Doing sexual things. Contracting diseases. On and on. The enemy is always trying to get you to do something that gives him access to damage you. And it doesn't have to be something you ingest. Worry can destroy you. Anxiety and worry, your nervous system, your immune system is not designed to handle it. It'll break you down. And you may think you're being, you know, a good Christian. You just worry about your kids. You just worry and fret about your grandkids. But you're being disobedient to the scripture that said, be careful for nothing and cast all your care over on Him. Is that right? And by carrying this care, it's chewing up your body and it's allowing the enemy to do damage to you. So you wind up with headaches and you wind up with stomach problems and digestive problems, and that affects the other, and your immune system gets weakened and there's too much inflammation and infection and swelling, and one thing affects the other and affects the other. And the problem is, you're letting the devil drive your car. You're letting him drive. How many know you should not let everyone, or just anyone, drive your car?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me